All right, Zach Osborne, man, I don't know. You didn't get Kenny in the second moto, but the first moto was really impressive. I mean, you dug deep, grinded it out, got Coop. I don't know. I thought the first moto was maybe better just because you were pretty far back. But either way, both motos, good work.
Thank you. Actually, at the end of the first moto, I almost died in the back. Okay. I OJ'd that table single into like a billion bumps and blew my face off the bars, off the track, almost hit the fence. And saved it. And then after that, I got Coop. I was actually making a run on him at that point, but then I got him like with two, you know, on the last lap or whatever. I need starts. I mean, my starts have to get better. These guys are no joke. You know, in the lights class or 250 class, you could go from eighth to first pretty easily. But in this class, that just is not happening. You know,
it's crazy because you're right. It's a 30-minute plus two lap. Race, as we know, but dude, the first 100 feet are still the deal.
It's so important, man. It is unbelievable. I'm happy with where I'm at. You know, I feel like I'm one of those guys, and you know, at the front. If I'm honest, I'm a little bit better than what I thought I would be at these California type tracks. Like, this is not me at all. So to be where I'm at and kind of be in the mix is a pretty good feeling.
Yeah. Battle with Anderson a little bit there in the moto. I guess you can be a little careful of it, right? It's your guy. It's your teammate.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, we have a pretty weird relationship that we're pretty straight up with each other. Like, we, you know, we tell each other we're going to bash each other all the time and, you know, just bull crap. But, yeah, we, you know, he actually had a big moment and I thought he was going to get both of us, take both of us down, but he saved it and, you know, he was okay. I think he was just a little tired, which you can kind of expect that, you know, he's been riding for 6 weeks or whatever. So, yeah, I enjoyed the race. I really wanted Kenny bad there at the end.
I haven't looked at lap times. Did he pick it up, or did you fall off a little bit?
I kept trying, like, really hard and getting really close and, like, not doing the pass because I was just, like, one wheel too short. And every time I would do that, it, you know, it would yo-yo out, and then I would catch him again and then, you know, try to make a move and yo-yo out again. So it was just one of those deals for literally, like, eight laps, just back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
Yep. What you think of the track today? First time back at Paula in forever.
This is my first time racing it, obviously. It was a decent racetrack. Like I said, definitely not my style. I want ruts and what we had at Hangtown, but
Muddy Creek.
Muddy Creek, yeah. I mean, that's me. That's what I grew up on. But honestly, good racetrack. Like, I watched both 250 motos, and they were freaking awesome, you know?
So I have a theory about that.
I know, and I hate that theory, but I have to almost admit that it's true.
Right.
I mean, but also,
stop ripping it. Stop watering the crap out of it. Stop ripping it. And look what you get. You get guys that can go anywhere, inside and outsides.
Yeah, but even today, it was ripped and watered the crap out of. It's just a different dirt that breaks down, you know? I mean, when we went out in practice, it was, like, muddy, you know? So I think keep ripping it and keep watering it and let the ruts get as deep as they want.
I disagree. Well, hey, nice work today. Yeah, you did a good job on the Thunder Valley, a place you've done well at before, too.
All right. Thanks, dude.